CQ, CQ, this is Kilo Alpha 8 Julia Ocean Yankee, looking for teams for the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
K-A-8-J-O-Y, Kilo Golf 4 Zulu X-ray, Charlie.
Jesse. Good evening. Are you back on amplifier or are you barefoot?
Well, I got it on, but I don't think it's performing as good as I was expected to. How am I coming in?
Well, you're sounding better than you were Wednesday night. You're about 20 over here in Ohio.
Yeah, the band is very noisy. I have almost a 10S unit and you're 20 over.
I have to agree with you. My noise floor is 9. I was down the band and things were doing pretty good down the band on 75 meters. So even with that noise floor, you're doing good.
Okay, very good. Let me start looking around to find something worthy of presenting tonight, and I'm here. So don't put me number one because I'm still looking.
Not a problem. Number one goes to Mr. Clint in Eden Rapids, Michigan. So he has the honors of being number one.
All right. Very good, Bob. About you and the Saturday Night Liberty Net, KJOY, KG4ZX, Tennessee.
All righty, sir. Well, while I'm waiting for some other check-ins, I'm going to say hi to Laura and Martin. And to JTT and N2IRJ, they are both listening. Good evening, good evening. And to Mr. Christopher in the greatness, Tennessee. Kilo Nancy 4, Zulu X-ray Sierra, also listening or monitoring. So good evening to you guys. With that being said, let me get some more interest here. CQ, CQ, this is K-A-8-J-O-Y.
All right, too bad. Checking in for Laura
here. Hello, Mr. Larry. As soon as I hear the click, I send in your call letters in. You don't even have to talk. I can't tell you what that noise is, but there's a definite just before your voice.
Roger, roger.
All right.
I got you in. Again, the first two people are listening, so you're going to be the third one to come to. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is K-A-8-J-O-Y looking for check-in for the Saturday night, the Real Liberty Net, on this May 8th, 2021. One day before Mother's Day.
Kilo India 4, Juliet Charlie Zulu, Mike, South Carolina, checking in to the Liberty Net.
Good evening, Mike. Kilo India, I put echo. Kilo, let me do it again. Kilo India 4, let me have the rest.
Juliet Charlie Zulu.
Lancaster, South Carolina?
That is correct. Fly on the wall. He's just going to listen in and perhaps proceed if the mood strikes me.
Well, by the looks of the last name, I think you're related to somebody.
Well, let's just not go insulting me right away, you know?
Okay, well, I won't go there then, but welcome. I got you on the list, so let me see who else I can come up with. CQ, CQ, this is K-A-8-J-O-Y for the Liberty Net on this Saturday night. Nothing heard, so I'm going to do the opening credits. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it's the longest-running and current events discussion net on Amateur Radio Now and since the year of 1974, sounded by Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Area Net, not the Pyrite Net. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the Great Liberty Net. Just to do something different, I am going to read the lyrics from the first verse of our national anthem. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Okay, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? And that being said, it ends with a question mark. I think that's an interesting statement to be made. Let me see if I've got anybody else at the moment. So, CQ, CQ, this is KAJOY. Nothing heard, so I'm going to start out by something a little different. Tomorrow is Mother's Day. It is a holiday honoring motherhood that is observed in different forms throughout the world in the United States. Mother's Day 2021 will occur on Sunday, May 9th. The American incarnation of Mother's Day was created by Anna Jarvis in the year of 1908 and became an official holiday in 1914. Jarvis would later denounce the holiday's commercialization and spend the latter part of her life trying to remove it from the calendar. Station celebrations vary. Mother's Day traditionally involves presenting moms with flowers, cards, and other gifts. This article is from the History Channel. Now, there's a little bit more. I'm trying to change the page here. Celebrations of mothers and motherhood can be traced back to ancient Greeks and Romans, who held festivals in honor of the mother goddesses Rhea and Sibyl. But the clearest modern precedent of Mother's Day is the early Christian festival known as Mothering Sunday. Once a major tradition in the United Kingdom and parts of Europe, the celebration fell on the fourth Sunday in Lent and was officially seen as a time when the faithful were returned to their mother church, the main church in the vicinity of their home. Over time, the Mothering Sunday tradition shifted into a more secular holiday, and children would present their mothers with flowers and other tokens of appreciation. This custom eventually faded in popularity before merging with the American Mother's Day in the 1930s to 1940s. This is a trivia question. Did you know, more phone calls are made on Mother's Day than any other day of the year? These holiday chats with mom are often cause phone traffic to spike by as much as 37%. Having worked at the phone company, and back in the day when I worked there, there was such a thing as pull or long distance. And yes, it was the busiest day for the telephone company. And generally, as an employee of the phone company that would have to take care of problems in the central offices, I often got called out at least twice in that day, and they would go through the list of the central office technicians. So I would get a second time to have to go out and go to a telephone office to correct something that had just failed because of the extensive use of the network. So with that being said, I'm going to check one more time for additional check-ins. This is KAJOY. Nothing heard, so again, I'll say good evening to Miss Laura and to JTT. Mr. Christopher, KN4ZES. And then I am Mr. Clint in Eden Rapids, Michigan. Kilo Charlie 8, Echo Hotel Romeo. Mr. Clint, what do you have to open the door? Over.
Hello, Bob. Good evening. Still talking.
Thank you, Clint, and you're right, there are a lot of battle lines, the Arizona, the COVID, and Donald is going to start his own platform. It's all where you could listen, not really listen, but you will receive messages. It's not designed yet for two-way like Twitter was, but so much going on, and I guess the biggest thing we got to do is write our Congress people and tell them that we want no more of this crazy spending, and each and every person needs to support the Republican candidates in their state. So we've got to overturn this House and overturn this Senate, because they are spending faster than drunken sailors. And there's nothing wrong with a drunken sailor, because I don't think he can spend this fast. So thank you, sir. KC8 Echo Hotel Romeo in Michigan. I'm going to go over to Pennsylvania, the great fraudulent state of Pennsylvania, where that wonderful, tremendously talented, blonde Secretary of the Department of Health. What a wonderful tranny. KC4ZX Tennessee, KA8JOY.
Okay, very good, Bob. KA8JOY. This is Jesse out of the fraudulent state of Pennsylvania. Once again, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Thank you, Bob, for picking up the net tonight and running it. Thank you, Bob. And good evening, everyone on the net. Good to hear everybody in there. The band is quite noisy, so I guess we got to deal with the way everything is. yes, I got F9 unit plus of noise, so hope everybody has a strong enough signal to come across. Well, anyway, this is Jesse out of the great fraudulent state of Pennsylvania, and this is a Saturday Night Liberty Net. So, Mr. Bob, how am I copying before I make a transmission?
Well, your signal's up a little bit for the first time. I'm seeing you at about 25 over 9, over.
Okay, very good then. Well, I'll keep it going then. Well, has everybody been paying attention to any of the news in Canada? Well, if you haven't, there's been this past year, Arthur Pawlowski. Well, he's been a pastor of Calgary Church in Canada, of course, and he's been harassed now numerous times here, and he ran off the Swazi commie Nazis from his church multiple times. Well, this time he wasn't so lucky. Calgary Pastor Pawlowski was sworn by police and arrested after holding illegal church services. This is what's going on in Canada, ladies and gentlemen, and if you ain't woke up and smelled the coffee by now, then I think you're a little bit on the wrong side, because first of all, this is coming to America. This is coming to America bigger than, quicker than you can realize. But anyway, this story, it's a brief article on it in Gateway Pundits, which I thought I'd elaborate on. Anyway, Arthur Pawlowski, the pastor of the Cave of Adullam Church in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, was sworn by police and arrested in holding an illegal church service on Saturday. You may remember Pulaski, the brave pastor who shouted down the police officers who interrupted his church service during Holy Week. Out of the property of the Nazi Gestapo is not allowed here, he shouted. The police officers kept interrupting his church service during Easter weekend. He kept saying, out, Nazis out. Anyway, you're not welcome here. Do not come back, Nazis. Well, Pulaski and his flock kicked out the Gestapo again this week. But Officer Pulaski, fellow pastor Henry Hillebrandt, posted a photo of Pulaski being arrested by the Gestapo earlier this afternoon by fellow pastor. Pulaski was arrested in the Calgary and being held with crimes for holding church services. If this is what it's going to come down to here in the United States, then I really say that it's a little too late, guys. Anyway, the Gestapo in Canada has been gunning for Pastor Pulaski ever since he and they arrested him this weekend. If you're not watching these videos, maybe you should. It's a good reminder of what's coming to the United States if we don't start getting things in control. So, one thing I got to say is I pray every day that Maricopa County, Arizona will prevail in all this chaos and show the world that election fraud will not be tolerated. Anyway, this is KG4ZXNSC, Jesse out of the great fraudulent state of Pennsylvania, and back to K8JLY in the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
Okay, Jesse, I have a question. Bush Canada, and I know they don't have the Bill of Rights like we do, but do they have something comparable that gives them the freedom of religion?
As far as I remember, their religion was based on the same format ours were in this country originally, but over the years I think they deteriorated it and slowly been working on this stage in history.
So they don't have, again, I know it's not America, we have a constitution. Do they have anything that gives them inalienable rights?
Well, I don't know their constitution well enough to understand the full depth of it, but if I'm not mistaken, they do have some form of a religious exemption.
Okay. Well, thank you. Yes, we have to pay attention because our First Amendment rights, our Second Amendment rights, our Fourth Amendment rights, our Fifth Amendment rights, they're all under siege. So, and without the second, you can't hold on to the others. Thank you, Jesse. KG4ZX Tennessee. Down to Mr. Larry. N4ROQ, KAHJOY.
Okay, thank you there, boss. I found an article here in the USA Today on the Honda. Now, so a lot of these other cars have decided to stop making the gas automobiles in 2035, about that time, but Honda is going to 2040. Honda's aiming to sell only electric vehicles in North America by 2040, joining several other automakers that have made similar announcements recently. Japanese automaker call it a goal, not a commitment, echoing similar language used by its competitors. But would sound good if it's just a goal. And they leave open the possibility of selling conventional cars for longer. But the main other signal that the future of the gas engine is looking murky as automakers embrace EVs. See what EVs are? Electric vehicles. Jaguar, Volvo, and General Motors recently also announced plans to phase out vehicles by 2025, 2030, and 2035 respectively. For Honda, it is a marked shift since the automobile or automaker Currently sells only one vehicle in America that uses a plug to generate power, the Honda Clarity plug-in hybrid. Virtually, all of the cup and lineup is made up of conventional gas vehicles. It does not sell any battery electric vehicles after discontinuing the Honda Clarity electric car in 2019. But Honda said that it has new EVs coming beginning with the 2024 model and revamping up the second half of the decade. The first models will include vehicles using batteries developed by GM for use in a Honda model and an Acura model. EVs will represent 40% of Honda's North American sales by 2030 and 80% by 2035, according to new goals. In 2020, EVs represented only about 2% of the U.S. new vehicle sales. But analysts expect its share to rise rapidly as battery advancements bring down the cost of EVs in the coming years. Honda still left open the possibility that it will continue to sell gas vehicles in certain markets throughout the world due to a lack of customer acceptance of EVs or lack of infrastructure to handle them. And there's information out there that one-fifth or more people that have these EVs are getting rid of them because they don't like the stress of having to be able to find an electric charging apparatus before your mileage runs out. If you can't find one, if it's down when you do find one, if it's a bunch of people in line, then you're sitting there in a no-go zone. So I think these liberals are going too far on all this EPA crap, thinking this is going to really help the environment. Oh, it's really going to stop all the particles from going in the air. So, what a bunch of dummies. Okay, let's see. We're going to, here's a nation in the law. We're indicted on civil rights charges and Floyd death. Now we've even got these people for civil rights charges and this Floyd death. Children among ex-cops facing full counts. This is probably the Biden administration here. Minneapolis. A federal grand jury has indicted four former Minneapolis police officers involved in George Floyd's arrest and death, accusing them of willfully violating the black man's constitutional rights as he was restrained face down on the pavement and gasping for air. The three-count indictment unsealed Friday named Derek Chauvin, Thomas Lane, Jay Kewen, and Tao, Chauvin convicted last month on state charges of murder and manslaughter, is charged with violating Floyd's right to be a free from reasonable seizure, unreasonable force by a police officer. Tao and Kewen also charged with violating Floyd's right to be free from unreasonable seizure, accused of not intervening to stop Chauvin as he knelt on Floyd's neck. All four are charged from their failure to provide Floyd with medical care. Floyd's May 25th arrest and death, which a bystander captured on cell phone video, sparked nationwide complaints about the police treatment of black people. Chauvin was also charged in a second indictment stemming from the use of force and neck restraint of a 14-year-old male who was black in 2017. The indictment of Floyd's death was handed about a week after federal prosecutors brought hate crimes charges in the death of Aubrey Arbery. Lane, Theo, and Kewen made their initial court appearances Friday by video conference in U.S. District Court in Minneapolis. Chauvin has not made his initial appearances in state custody and his sentencing on the state charges. The other three former officers face a state trial in August and they remain free on bond. Floyd 46 died after shoving pinned him around with a knee on his neck. Now this guy was full of cocaine and all kinds of other crap. Hollering that he couldn't get in the police car because he was claustrophobic. You want to watch a good video of him, pull it up on the internet, of Floyd. George Floyd is his name. Video, put that in there and it should come up for you, and you can watch an idiot there holding the police officer back from putting him in the police car. Anyway, it's a big bunch of crap and damaging our police and our police departments all over the United States. I don't think any of the police or any of the police unions, any of the were for the Democrats and Biden. They were all for Trump. Because they knew he would uphold law and order in the country, which the Democrats will not. That's a socialist. So I'll go ahead and pass it back to you there, Jesse, KG4ZXC, N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee.
Thank you, Larry, N4ROQ, KHLY. Well, I got a comment on your mention about the police and the George Floyd incident. I want to take you, and I know everybody's seen it, to Columbus, Ohio, again to that incident where the officer gets out of the car, there's a melee going on in the front yard, he closes his door, a black female tumbles to the ground on the tree lawn, a black male kicks her in the shoulder or in the head, but he kicks her nevertheless. The officer kind of steps over that, tells them to stop it. With moments, the female gets up with a steak knife in her hand and says to the girl in the pink, "I'm going to stab the F-U-C-K out of you, B-I-T-C-H. The officer turns and he fires. So this is less than 15 seconds, this event. And of course, LeBron James gets in the middle of it. What is the officer to do? Well, interesting enough, I was at a friend's house tonight, and the female, an older female, she's from Washington State, another liberal area, and she says, well, I don't think she was really going to stab her. And I said, okay, let's play that game. What if he would have stabbed her and the officer wouldn't have done anything? Well, why didn't he take the knife from her? I said, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go get a steak knife. I'm going to pretend I'm going to stab your sister. I want to see you get that knife from me without getting cut. It's impossible. Then she said, well, why did the police have to shoot and kill her? Why didn't they just, shoot her in the leg? I said, well, hell, why didn't he just shoot the knife out of her hand like on the Rifleman back on the TV shows? These people are, the world is out of control, Larry. It's amazing. Had he done nothing and the female stabbed and gutted the other woman, he would have been chastised for not doing anything. It's a no-win situation. The only thing that you can do is make sure, and this sounds terrible, make sure you send black officers to black areas and white officers to white areas. I don't know how else to handle it. It's a shame. Thank you, Larry. N4ROQ, KHOY. I'm going to go to Lancaster, South Carolina. Some guy named Freeman, KI4JCZ. Good evening. What do you have on your plate?
Thank you very much. I think it's Bob there. Like I said earlier, just I'm being a fly on the wall, but I do want to comment on Larry's little information that he was given on electric vehicles versus gas vehicles. And to the point, I just like to ask the question, is anybody here planning on going full electric? Because I'm not one of them myself. And I do know that battery technology just does not exist that's on the market today, not saying that nuclear isotope batteries that they put in these space space probes and everything aren't usable and available because they've been available since 1958. That being said, I don't think they're ready to let everybody know that. So I don't see that happening. They're just trying to force the price of gasoline as high as possible to further wreck the economy and bring about their great global reset. That's my opinion. That's all I've got.
Roger, roger. And I've owned an electric car, and you do have anxiety. You cannot take these vehicles on a trip. My Tesla's at 265 miles. That's 100% charge to zero. You can't charge them to 100% because it's too hard on the battery. So you charge them to 90. You can't drive them down to zero because if they're at zero, you just can't throw voltage in them and get going again. So you try not to go below 20%. So that leaves you about 180 miles. And lo and behold, Mr. Freeman, where did the electricity come from? Fossil fuel, over.
Exactly, Bob, exactly. That's where it comes from, and I guess the tree hunters just don't seem to understand that oil is just as natural as water. It comes out of the ground the same way. Mother Nature manufactured it the same way. Hey, what can we say to these people that they're going to understand? Nada. Overeducated, beyond their intelligence.
How true. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. Appreciate it. KI4JCZ, KJY. I'm at the bottom of my list. Let me see if I have somebody else ready to speak. This is KJY looking for additional check-ins. Somebody in the distance, but I cannot pull them out. Jesse or Larry, can you hear them?
Yeah, I see them. Sam, give me your call one more time. I apologize. I did write it down. I forgot.
That's okay. Okay, Larry. KG4TXO.
Bob, KG4TXO, Sam, in South Carolina.
All righty. Well, Larry, I know he's there, but I just cannot pull him out through the static. Would you say welcome, Sam? And, oh, yes, he's in the city of Gilbert, South Carolina. That's great. That gentleman comes up or goes down lower on the band, and I talk to him down there. Would you open the door for him and maybe be able to paraphrase what he says for us? Over.
All right, Sam, you sure you don't have any comments? I'll relay them for you if you got them.
Larry, you know, today I went to do a little job for a friend, and he turned the conversation to, the capital, situation, what happened. And everything he had to say was about black men. And I tried to explain to him how due process works, and everyone has a right to a trial. But
So, Sam, I was talking to someone today regarding the Capitol rally there, that the Capitol and the things that happened, and he talked to a person that was of a liberal persuasion,
And they thought, well, if it was black people, they would have put him in jail. And, of course, that's probably not, you know, the liberals have been getting out, have been paid out by the actors and different people sponsoring all the Black Lives Matter people. Their fee that to get out with is already paid by George Soros and all his comrades. So anyway, he said that there's a lot of people out there already indoctrinated on the liberal version and everything. So thanks for putting that in there, Sam. And I enjoyed hearing you in there. So back to you up there, Bob, K-A-H-J-O-Y, and then tomorrow, Q on Relay.
All right, and Larry, thank you for relaying, and thank you, Sam, KG4TXO. Hang in there. We're going to go through the list again. I'm going to throw one out. Last night it was on Kelly. Section 1005 and 1006 of the American Rescue Plan of 2021 provide aid to farmers and ranchers who have been harmed by the COVID-19 pandemic only if they qualify as, quote, socially disadvantaged farmer or rancher, unquote. And then it goes further, there is a definition. The term of socially disadvantaged, socially disadvantaged group means a group whose members have been subject to racial or ethnic prejudice because of their identity as members of a group without regarding their individual qualities. So basically the white farmers are getting no additional funds and the black farmers are getting reimbursement. I don't know what the percentage is in this world, but I'm certain there's definitely more white farmers than black farmers. It would be an interesting statistic to find. But the farmers, I think it was Wisconsin or Minneapolis, they were suing the federal government over discrimination. So it just doesn't stop. It really doesn't. With that being said, let me go up and say again hi to Miss Laura, N2JTT, N2IRJ, Chris, KN4ZES, and that takes me to Mr. Clint in Michigan, KCH, Echo Hotel Romeo. I got to really pay attention because you're kind of light to me in Ohio, but I'm giving it back to you. Over.
Thank you.
Arizona real closely. It'll be interesting to see what comes of it. I have noticed, though, the Newsmax has been playing a lot of clips showing how the CNN and MSNBC are constantly upset over that Arizona, because they don't want that to show that there was inappropriate voting. But it's going to. Alrighty, sir, KCH, Echo Hotel Romeo, KHLY. Back to Mr. Jesse, KG4ZX and a C, KHLY.
Hey, very good, Bob. KHJOY and the Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is Jesse out of the fraud state of Pennsylvania once again. And I'd like to go ahead and thank Mr. Marty, our net manager, into IRJ and his lovely wife, Ms. Laura, into JTTF, and everybody else that's listening and logged into the net. Well, I know the band's kind of noisy, but still, we'll carry on. Well, Mr. Bob, I did not catch the comments from the young man up in the upper states there. I think he's out of Michigan, I believe. Well, anyway, I didn't get to hear his comments, so I know what he covered. But I was going to bring up this breaking news report, and it is off of 100% fed up. Maricopa County claims they gave up 2020 admin access to an online outside provider, system provider. This story goes into this. Breaking news on the Maricopa County election audit. The Maricopa County election team claims they do not have admin access to their voting machine. Well, why wouldn't they? Well, if this is the case, then the county did not own the election process. They ceded it to their external vendors. The system administrators are individuals who have access to the system at their highest level. These individuals are able to perform all sorts of duties. They are able to perform almost all the functions and change anything within the system. They have completely and total control and can even delete or alter system logs. The fact that the county does not have the system administrators who have administrative access to the Dominion voting machines in Arizona is a big concern. By allowing Dominion to have the administration access only, the county has basically turned over the system to a Dominion voting machine system people. Where where there is no IT control, or because that being seceded to Dominion. So here we go. All this information that we've been told for so long, and pretty much they subcontracted out the election in Arizona. Well, isn't that in itself treasonous? Because the state's supposed to provide their own election and own results. Anyway, the story continues, Bob. It goes into this. This could be the dubiously trick to not give up information access and require administration passwords because of its incriminate that those involved. However, take it at face value would mean that Maricopa County election officials do not have administrative passwords or access to their own machines. This would almost certainly be completely illegal, since elections are meant to be run by the elected county officials, not unaccountable private businesses or election machine companies. This would mean that, however, whoever had access to the machines could essentially run the entire election. What do you think about that, Bob?
It's totally amazing how much, I guess no other word for it, how much fraud. You know, how much fraud was involved in this election. I hope that someday we have a honest election again, over.
Well, it will surprise me if anything gets done whatsoever, but I pray every day that miraculously something good is going to come from this audit. And, well, this ain't an audit. This is a, there's another name for it, but I can't think of it now, but I'm getting brain dead here. But, you know, that's the whole problem. You know, we have people outside our own system doing elections. That's unacceptable, Bob. And I just can't see how this country has gotten to this stage. Good to hear Mike in there tonight. Yeah, we spoke last night briefly, and he said he was going to come by. So good to hear you tonight, sir. This is KG4ZXC in the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Now I'm going to hand it back over to Mr. KJOY. Back to you, sir.
KC3VO.
Say again.
KC3, Victor Oscar.
I think it said Kilo Charlie 3, Victor Oscar.
That's right, Bob. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Let me put you in, and I will be to you in a couple of more transmissions. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All righty, I've got you in there, Robert. Let me go to... Oh, by the way, Jesse, do you know that other character down in South Carolina that's got the similar name?
I will have to look that up, Bob. I haven't looked nobody up on QRZ to look at it.
All righty, he's down in South Carolina. I think the city's called Lancaster, but hey, what do I know? All righty, and you're not on that logger yet, so you got to get online there. Mr. Larry, November 4, Romeo Oscar, Quebec, in Tennessee. I'm going to hand it to you. This is KJO.
Okay, Bob. Hey, keep an eye on Russia and the Arctic. Canada is sending troops to that area, sending a lot of military people there. Russia has moved a lot of, they built an airstrip and put some planes down the ground up in there. They've got their ships coming through, trying to make places to voyage through that area, so they won't have to go through the Suez Canal. It cuts their travel time in half, they say.
but there is a lot of military, Russian military presence in the Arctic. Now, we've sent some planes and other things to Norway, B-1 bombers and different things like that. This is on the internet, so you too would just Google Russian presence in the Arctic. And then I watched a video here from one of the agencies that went that showed the pictures on the ground of these Russian planes and their ships and all leaving through the Arctic, and you know they're trying to take that area over. He kind of is very upset and having to sending troops that way. So maybe something in the future that might happen there. Just keep an eye on that. So they're sending a lot of freighters, they're building storage facilities up there. Russia is moving their airlines and building airstrips and parking a lot of planes over there. So they're getting ready for something, and they're trying to take Arctic over. It's really rich in minerals, all kinds of different things the Arctic is. So it's very, very good place to have, and Russia may have it pretty soon. Here's China's also escalating, moving around. China, they're moving into Africa. China, there's an article about it. China's African outreach poses new threat from Atlantic. The top U.S. general for Africa is warning that a growing threat from China may come not just from the waters on the Pacific, but from the Atlantic as well. General Stephen Townsend said Beijing is looking to establish a large Navy port on Africa's western coast. Townsend said China has approached countries stretching from Mauritania, that's M-A-U-R-I-T-A-N-I-A, to south of Namibia, intent on establishing a naval facility that prospect would enable China to base warships in its expanding navy in the Atlantic as well as the Pacific Ocean. So this what happens when you get weak people. The Chinese and Russia will take advantage of you, and they own one of our ports already. China does. Out the coast of California. So we've let them move in and buy land over here, and they bought Smithfield Farms with all their lands and farms and different places here not very long ago. So China is a big threat, and also Russia. Okay, I want to see if I can find the next good one here. China rejects criticism on human rights. This is another article about it. China's government on Thursday rejected criticism of its human rights and economic record by foreign ministers of the group of seven major industries or economies and accused them of meddling in its affairs. The foreign ministry also rejected an appeal of the G7 diplomats for Taiwan, the island democracy Beijing claims as part of its territory, to be allowed to participate in the World Health Organization. The statement Wednesday by G7 diplomats in London made groundless accusations, said a foreign ministry spokesperson, Wang Wenbin. He accused them of blatantly meddling in China's affairs. So these Chinese are getting pretty strong-handed here. China strongly condemned it, Wang said. The officials from the United States, Japan, Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and Canada said they were deeply concerned about Beijing's treatment of Uyghur and other minorities. The Biden administration wants to assemble a coalition to respond to China's economic and strategic assertiveness, but some governments are more cautious about dealing with the government of a large export market. So these Russia and China are eating their lunch right now, people. They're expanding to other countries, putting their militaries in there. So we've got a lot
I mean, we're fighting ourselves over here, a lot of these liberal socialist Democrats and these Black Lives Matter people, and they're expanding and taking advantage of our buying everything from China and the gas and oil and different things from Russia. And they're going in space, they've been to the moon, and they're expanding their space outreach also, especially China. So, you know, who knows what's in the future for us. Let's see if I can find another one here. Pass it back to you, Bob K. JOY from N4ROQ, back to
Matt. All righty, Larry. Thank you. N4ROQ, KAJOY. I will run down to South Carolina. Kilo, Ida, 4, Juliet, Charlie, Zebra. Mr. Freeman, this is KHOY, and back to you, over.
Thank you very much. I just have a short comment on the information that we've just given. Basically, the way I see it is if we're not in World War III by the end of the year, I don't know why, because that's where we're headed. And I honestly believe that BLM and Antifa are arms of the Chinese Communist Party. And just take that for what it's worth. Be prepared, because anything can happen from this point forward. It's getting dangerous.
Roger, as long as this BLM and this Antifa keeps on disrupting the American cities and the turmoil that it's causing and tying up our resources, things around it, like Larry brought, I heard last night on the Greg Kelly show on Newsmax about China trying to set up bases in Africa. I guess it's going to be a little while till they're on the Atlantic side, but they are definitely trying to get themselves in a position. And here we are spending all this time fighting ourselves. It's really sad. Thank you, sir. KI4JCZ. Let me take it down to Mr. Sam. Hopefully I'll be able to hear him. If not, I'll ask Larry to relay. KT4TX0. Mr. Sam, it's up to you.
Sam, it's your turn. You got any other comments, sir? Go ahead, sir. Don't hear him right now, Bob, so it's back to you from N4ROQ.
All right, Larry. I'm going to quick read what KN4ZES wrote, and then I'm going to go to Bob. So KN4ZES wrote on the Netlogger, won't go into much detail, but spent some career time working in Asia. The Chinese have been trying to buy and squeeze their way into Africa for a couple of decades now. Primarily, it's for the rich natural resources, such rare earth minerals, materials, and minerals. They have trouble because, for example, the Chinese come in, offer to build a bridge for a tribe, but even they know the Chinese quality is inferior. Fortunately, the U.S. still has a strong perception from sports heroes to rich charities. But China is muscling in, and we are being weakened, no doubt. Thank you, Christopher. Appreciate it. Next, I'm going to go to Bob in Maryland. KC3VO, KAHJOY. What do you have to offer tonight, over?
There's a special victory in the mail, KAHJOY, to you. I was tuning up, and I said, hey, that sounds like somebody I heard somewhere else, and I just thought I'd drop in and say hi. But yeah, there's a lot of changes going forth, some good, some bad. Towards electric vehicles, even when you power one with coal, because of the greater overall efficiency, in other words, whatever energy you use, about 90% of it is converted into moving it down the road.
So you don't actually make as much pollution that way, because you go so much further per kilowatt hour of electricity or a pound of coal burned than if you were burning fossil fuel in an internal combustion car. And the biggest thing I see about electric vehicles now is they're going to have to come up with a battery that under good conditions gets at least 600 miles, and under bad conditions 400 or 500, i.e. got the heat and the air conditioning, the weather's bad, and the wind's trying to blow you off the road, and you still get at least 400 miles. That will make a lot of people happy. And if they get it so you can charge them quickly, we'll say in a half hour, or real fast, you can put 200 miles on it, we'll say in 5 minutes. That will make a lot of people happy, I think. There's not too many people who are going to drive more than 600 miles in a day. And if they did, and they could put 200 more miles on it in 5 minutes, that gives them 800 miles. But right now, the big problem is nobody knows where the charging stations are, because they've foolishly got it so that unless you have a computer or a smartphone and program an app to find the charging stations like ChargePoint or the Tesla Supercharger app, you drive right by one and not know it's there. There's no sign 50 to 100 feet up in the air with lights saying charge over here. So makes it look like there aren't as many as there. And in fact, there are thousands, and they can put them anywhere because they don't have to worry about the EPA putting in the tanks and the flammable vapors and contaminating the groundwater and whatnot. You can even put them where there's no electricity. One of those Tesla 18-wheeler size batteries and a solar array, and bingo, there's your electric gas station out in the middle of nowhere. KC3VO.
Well, I have to tell you, Bob, I owned a Tesla last year. I bought a Tesla Model X, so it's an $87,000 toy, and you really only had 185 of usable miles. Because of the air conditioning, because of the heat, because of the heated seats, all the things that go along with it. It charged up in about 17 minutes, which was nice. But again, you were down to the 185, 190 miles, and you better find electricity or things start to get a little crazy. The Tesla tells you where a station is, a charging station. They charge you $7.50 to charge the car. And you need 408 volts three-phase for the supercharger station. So there's still a lot of things that have to be done, because 185 miles is not enough when you're spending that kind of money on a motor vehicle.
Yeah, well, they've got the bigger battery. If you get that 125 kilowatt-hour battery, then you'd probably get closer to 300 under real-life conditions. But, again, you won't get it for under 100,000, I don't think. I did test one when I went up to the Tesla place. They invited the electric vehicle club there for Christmas party, and we could play around with whatever we want that they had. That was kind of fun. But, like I say, the batteries do need to be improved. I agree with that 100%. But I'll tell you what, you've got 185 miles range. I've been driving motorcycles since 1965 that typically get between 150 and 200 miles on a full tank of gasoline. And I've driven from coast to coast by myself with no assistance or anything, and driven from Canada to Florida, and also ridden in Russia. So three countries, coast to coast in this one. And I managed to deal with something that typically I go about 150 to 170 miles on a tank of gas. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, again, it's a nice car. I really enjoyed it. It was fast. To make it go even faster, it was another $20,000. To put the larger batteries in it was another $10,000 or $12,000. So things get a little costly. But I gave it back. I filed a complaint with the state of Ohio and gave the car back. So, all righty, sir. Well, thank you for joining us. And yes, you and I have spoken down the band. Over.
Roger, roger. Yeah. Well, the Tesla says they got a 512-mile battery now. I don't know how much it's going to cost, but batteries, they say, have dropped to about half what were 10 years ago, so if they can drop another half, they got something going. KC3VO.
Well, we'll just have to keep our eye on it. KC3VO, KJY. I'm going to go down to Mr. Mike, another person from down the band. Kilo 4, Bravo Foxtrot Romeo. Mr. Michael, good evening. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Robert, and everyone else on the band. This is K4BFR. I'm doing so good tonight. If I was any better, I'd have to be twin. It is 42 degrees outside and no breeze. It feels wonderful. Nice and warm here in the house, of course. I just remembered that this net was on and zipped over here so I could say hello.
Well, I appreciate you for coming up here. And I know compared to down the band, this is a net. We definitely use that term. So, with that being said, do you have anything else you want to bring to the plate before I go to the top of the list? Over.
Well, for the conversations that I managed to hear, the battery technology definitely needs to improve. But I really like that idea talking about motorcycle riding for a minute because I've done a couple of cross-country trips, enjoyed every minute of it, and I did love the idea of 200 miles on a tank full of gas. It gives you a reason to stop, stretch your legs, walk around for a few seconds, then get back on it and go again. That was one of my favorite ways of traveling when I was in my younger days.
Roger. Well, I still ride. I have a Harley Davidson Classic touring bike, so I still ride. I mostly ride in military events, basically to honor my son. But we do a poker run each year, a couple other things. I would like to go operate the Harley Davidson. What is the electric one called? The Livewire, I think. Have you ever had a chance to operate it? Over.
Negative. I haven't done any running for probably 5 years. My legs are eat up with arthritis, and I don't have enough strength there to support the motorcycle and myself at the same time. And rather than putting scratches on one, I decided that I'd be the support team at the base of operations rather than try to get out there and do the long rides again.
This is right here.
Well, thank you for joining us up the band. I will be the moderator down the band tomorrow at 9 o'clock, so maybe I'll hear both of you down there. So with that being said, let me see if I have any late check-ins before I stop and start at the top of the list for the 73 round. This is K-A-H-J-O-Y for the Great Liberty Net.
Contact.
Go ahead, contact.
Yeah, Bob, about the motorcycle. You mentioned you ride, and he mentioned he rides. I wonder how much. On my present motorcycle, I have 109,000 miles on it, at zero when I got it. So, and Big Joe did ride 8 Harley Davidson from Baltimore, Maryland, to the Harley factory in Milwaukee in 2016. I was one of the test riders for the new Milwaukee 8 engine that they had. There's a write-up in Cycle magazine, and there was 8 of us riders and 9 motorcycles. One was an extra one. The extra one was in a pickup truck. And we'd ride about 100 miles or so and then the bike so we could get comparison on the road slide, the road king, and all the different variations of it. Very interesting there. I told them, I said, the shock absorbers they had on that road glide were anything but glide. Only time I rode a motorcycle on the highway and had to complain because my glasses were making the bridge of my nose sore from bouncing up and down on it. KC3VO.
Well, that's not a very comfortable ride. Well, I guess I should apologize. I only have 18,000 miles on my Harley. I have a terrible habit of towing it to the destination. So when my son was with us, I would tow it to North Carolina, and then we would ride all around down there. I've towed it to the state of Connecticut to ride with the Connecticut police and some people from the New York City police. So instead of riding it through the rain, I hate riding in the rain. I tow mine to my destination and then take it out of the trailer and go for a ride. Over.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't have a Harley right now. I've had a Harley Sportster and whatnot. No, well, our old electric rides. But I ride in the rain. I put on my rain suit and go. Incidentally, the rain gear is a genuine Harley Davidson rain gear. And I bought it brand new. It's a 1994. That's the one that had 109,000 miles on it. And I tow a trailer with it. If you look up my call sign on QRZ or on Google, you probably run across pictures of it. But in the trailer that is towed by the motorcycle, there is a linear amplifier and everything. So I can run a kilowatt from the motorcycle mobile over.
Now that's pretty cool. I run a 2 meter, no negative, I run a UHF 70 centimeter on my Harley. In place of the CB antenna is my UHF antenna, but now I'm not running that kind of wattage. Wow, that is pretty cool, Bob. I'm going to jump up to the top of the list, and we're going to go through the list one more time, everybody. So I'm going to say howdy, howdy to Laura and to JTT. Howdy, howdy to Christopher, KN4DES. And then it's going to take me to Mr. Clint in Michigan, KCH, Echo Hotel Romeo. Mr. Clint, what do you have for the 73 round? Over.
No, Bob,
once again. This is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Yeah, I was expecting to hear quite a few of the other guys in tonight, but I guess they couldn't be here. I'm glad all the people on the frequency have stopped by. I don't have the logger up and so I can't acknowledge everybody tonight, but good to hear this group out here tonight. So thank you guys. Wouldn't be much of a net without you. This is off of Gateway Pundit's article I just came across not long ago. Kamala Harris got up and walked out of the first meeting with the Mexican president on border security, Obrador. He accuses the administration of orchestrating a coup. So I'm just wondering what this Biden clown is trying to do, even in Mexico. I mean, he's already just threw us out to China, so what the hell's next? I'm just waiting for something else to pop up.
Well, anyway, this story goes into a little bit here. Let's go ahead and pick it up. Things are not likely like they used to be. It was well known that Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador and Donald Trump had a tremendous working relationship. Andre helped President Trump hold illegal aliens in his country before they trail into the United States. And Trump rewarded the Mexican president with strong border policy. Those days are over. Today, under the Biden-Kamala admin, the U.S. border is wide open, and the Mexican president is not pleased with the way the Biden admin is assisting cartel leaders in Mexico with their ending policies. On Friday, Lopez accused the Biden admin of orchestrating a coup against his administration. Anyway, then later, he complained after Kamala Harris walked out on the first meeting on the U.S. border. She got up and walked away because she had other business. I tell you, if this is the way these people run business, I don't want no part of it, because we already know the chaos that they have performed. This country is under siege as we speak, ladies and gentlemen. And Bob, everybody needs to get out there and start getting on top of the game, because I think it's already almost too late. Gas prices are going up. They just shut down the pipeline that runs through the U.S. here because of cyber attack. So there's so much going on right now. Everybody needs to stay on top of the game and get with it. And please do not take this damn vaccine, people. I pray to God you didn't already take it. If you haven't, don't, because there's more to this story than what meets the eye. And who in their right mind is going to take, some kind of shot and have no idea what it is? Well, I would call that sheeple. Sheeple would be the only ones that would do that. All right, well, anyway, it's great to hear everybody in there tonight, and this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net, and Mr. Bob, K-A-J-O-Y, thanks for running the net, and I'll stick around to the end as well. And thank you guys for being there. This is Saturday Night Liberty Net. I'm KG4ZXVC, back to net control, K-A-J-O-Y.
Thank you, Jesse, KG4ZXNSC, and yes, if you have taken a shot, I just pray that you get through it and it doesn't cause any side effects. I personally, I'm not telling anybody not to, but I personally am not going to take it. I do enough preventative medicine and probiotics, prebiotics, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C. I am just going to go with the flow and take my chances. Mr. Larry, N4ROQKAHAOY, 73 round, what you got?
Okay, thank you, Bob and Jesse, for running the net. You guys were good together and appreciate all you do. We get a paper down here in Tennessee that a doctor writes. He's a medical doctor. He's retired. His name is Dr. Jim Ferguson, and he's pretty vocal in this magazine. And he's conservative and a really smart guy. I'd like to read just a couple of excerpts out of his column here. I think I've read these before, but this is regarding a euphemism. This is a society that puts equality ahead of freedom will end up with neither equality nor freedom. The use of force to achieve equality will destroy freedom, and the force introduced for good purposes will end up in the hands of people who will use it to promote their own interest. That was written by Milton Friedman. He copied that from Milton Friedman there. So let's look at all the things that the liberal, the socialists do in the in the guise of equality, and they're really destroying their rights and giving them to whoever, whatever group they want to give them to. So just look at all the LGBTV and all this stuff that they constantly work on. All these new men can marry men, women can marry women, all this crazy stuff that they've done is all this liberal socialist agenda. Okay, here's one here. Here's another one that he put in here. It says, "Poof, don't change. Don't take correction, don't take responsibility, and don't adjust to truth. Instead, they skew the facts and rewrite history to justify their behavior." And that was written by a gentleman named Henry Cloud. He has that in the article, so I thought that was a good article. Yeah. Let's see, the one... See, here's the other one I was going to bring up here. Says the firing of the police officer in the shooting down in Atlanta has been reversed. Ryan W. Miller from USA Today, the firing of an Atlanta police officer who faced a murder charge in the shooting death of Rayshard Brooks has been reversed by a city review board. In the ruling Wednesday, Atlanta Civil Service Board said Garrett Roth, who was not afforded his right to due process in his firing due to the city's failure to comply with several provisions of the Atlanta City Code and the information received during witnesses' testimony. Therefore, the board grants the appeal of Garrett Roth and revokes his dismissal as an employee of the APD, the board wrote. Roth, who is white, fired from the Atlanta Police Department the day after he fatally shot Brooks, a black man, in the parking lot of a Wendy's in June. Brooks' death less than a month after the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis led to widespread protests in Atlanta amid a summer of demands for police accountability. Brooks was shot in the back as he was running away from Roth, another Atlanta police officer, after having resisted arrest over a suspected DUI. During a scuffle with Roth and another police officer before the shooting, Brooks took a taser and fired it. Roth was charged with felony murder. The case is pending, and a new district attorney, Fannie Willis, has sought to recuse her office, citing concerns her predecessor mishandled the case. Well, it's good to see they put this the line of police officer back on for trying to do his job, and you just got seconds, maybe an instant, to make a decision on a lot of this stuff. And if you don't back these police officers in a lot of conditions that they need to be backed, and you're not going to have much of a force or none at all in the future. So I'm for backing them. Let's see if we've got anything else here. I think I'll stop it right there. It's been a net. There's a lot of interesting things that came in there tonight, and enjoyed it. We'll shoot it back up there to you there, Bob, from KAHJY from N4ROQ, Larry in Tennessee.
Thank you, Larry, N4ROQ, KAHJY. Well, a couple things about Atlanta. In the resisting arrest and the scuffle, the taser was taken, and 2 weeks prior to this incident, the Atlanta had determined that a taser is considered a deadly weapon. So take that in mind. The assailant gets the taser, he turns, kind of blades himself at a slight angle, and fires it at the Atlanta officers, and they fire back. So, remember, they said that a taser is considered a deadly weapon. You get tased and that taser goes in your eye, yeah, you can take a knife. So, their actions were, again, the public thinks that you should, you know, I don't know, lasso them, you know, throw a baseball at them. I don't know what they think, but we're limited on what we have in our disposal. and they fired. And then, of course, the agency, well, they want to wipe their hands of you, so they terminate. And then that's what we have unions for. And it's just amazing. If you would not resist arrest, you would end up possibly being dead. But nobody wants to make the case, don't resist. That's where it goes south. So, thank you, Larry. Appreciate you bringing that to the table. Let me go down to South Carolina, KI-4, JTZ. What do you have to say for the 73 round? Over. JCD, Freeman, are you still with me? Over. Nothing heard. Let me see if Mr. Sam is still with me. Mr. Larry, if you could tell me yes or no, because I don't hear normally. KG4, TX and an O, KAHJOY.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right.
Yes,
Sam, have you got any other things you want to put on the net tonight? Any other, you got anything else to say there?
No, I don't. I sure don't. You know, it woke me up to how bad the propaganda really is. That's about it, Larry. And I'll hang along. I guess that's about to wrap up.
Okay, thank you, Dave, for listening, and thanks for your comments. See, the propaganda, and Bob, of course, in the U.S. is unbelievable, especially with the way the things are right now. So that's his only comments. He's enjoying the net, and so back to you there, Bob K, A8JY from N4RLQ on relay.
All righty, Larry. Thank you for being my relay. I'm going to stop and say hi to Mr. Ted, KBHPRK. This gentleman I meet usually on Saturdays for radio lunch. I missed Saturday again because of another common friend of ours, NADHU, and his family needed haircuts. And I had to be the Uber driver for the beautician. So I missed having a lunch with Mr. Ted, and I know he's listening. I want to stop and say hi to Mr. Paul. Paul is recording the Liberty Net, and we're hopefully at some point in time when we get Mr. Marty and a website going, these will be placed on the website. So, Paul, thank you for doing the recordings. Appreciate it. Down to Bob in Maryland. KC3, Victor Oscar, 73 round. This is KJY. KC3-0, are you still with me, sir? Nothing heard. Let me go to the last one that's on my list, Mr. Michael in North Carolina. Kilo, 4, Bravo, France, Foxtrot, Romeo. Mike, what are your last thoughts? Over.
Oh, my goodness. We don't have enough time for all my last thoughts, so I'll leave you with this. The good Lord gave us common sense and instructed us to use it accordingly. The problem is now we have raised 3 generations of children that have turned into adults that still believe in entitlement. They are entitled to everything and they don't need to be working for it, so they just go out and try to take it away from the others. We need to change that. We need to get back into the old-fashioned values that most of us were raised with, and we need to take our government back and get it straightened out, because right now we're being sold out to the Chinese, the Russians are mad at us, and in just a little while the Mexicans are going to get all upset and start doing a bunch of things that we don't approve of. So those are my final thoughts for the night. I'll give it up here. This is K4BFR, and I'll clear out for the night. 73 to you, sir.
Thank you, Michael. Those are true thoughts. We need to get back to going to work. This liberal agenda has made it convenient for people not to work. They're passing out money. They feel entitled, just like that female in Los Angeles County on a traffic stop by the Latino officer when she called him a murderer 7 times and then he wanted to be white. There was no reason for her to act like that. She was an entitled person, or she felt she was entitled. She's a teacher. Okay, thank you for being a teacher, but the entitlement has got to stop. And for those of you who want to see an interesting QRZ page, go to Kilo 4 Bravo Foxtrot Romeo. Mr. Michael's got some interesting photographs and videos. Very handy construction person. So it was it's really fun to see his pages. Well, thank you everyone for being with us. I'm going to ask if there's any final comments before I close the door. This is KHOI.
I do have one final comment.
Please go ahead.
I received a letter from a very nice person up there in Ohio, and I got tickled with it because there is a mistake in the opening of the letter, but it is very well written and very well intended, and I shall return the favor here just as soon as my cards and other information come in. Robert, thank you.
Roger, Roger, Michael. Well, I'll have to look at my copy and see what I did wrong, but I try to send something out when someone's kind of new on our Liberty Net. It's been going on a long time, and we try to welcome you. So look forward to hearing you and Robert on Down the Band on tomorrow when I'm the moderator at 9 o'clock. Over.
Roger, Roger on that. I will be there, and we'll see how the rest of it goes. I'm going to try to get my calendar set up so it reminds me about the Liberty Net every weekend. And I thank you for being here. I thank you for welcome. K4BFR clear.
All righty. Thank you, K4BFR. And thank you to everyone that has joined us. So I'm going to close the window on this night's Liberty Net. I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening tonight. And 73 to tonight's Liberty Netters, such as Mr. Victor, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, our net manager, Miss Laura, N2JPT, who puts up with Mr. Marty, because they are listening. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. God bless our soldiers, our sailors, our first responders, and to anyone that's listening, Happy Mother's Day. This is KHAOY.